Florida has officially made some major moves with their digital finance framework. The state Senate just passed Senate Bill 314. Is that not huge news?
It certainly is. This legislation focuses specifically on regulating stablecoins at the state level, and it's currently waiting for Governor Ron DeSantis to sign it into law.
I love how this represents such a major development for the cryptocurrency industry. By establishing clearer guidelines for both issuers and users, they are really clearing up the air.
Exactly. SB 314 fundamentally expands Florida's existing money services laws to explicitly include stablecoins under that same regulatory umbrella.
That makes perfect sense. Prior to this legislation, regulations surrounding these specific digital assets were often so ambiguous and confusing for everyone involved.
Right. By categorizing stablecoins under the same rules as traditional money services businesses, the state seeks to eliminate that uncertainty entirely.
It feels like a proactive stance on safety without necessarily stifling innovation. This legislative move aligns with a broader trend among states moving toward stricter oversight of cryptocurrency-related activities.
A primary objective of the bill is to enforce strict compliance and issuance rules. Consequently, unlicensed issuance is effectively banned within the state boundaries.
I think that's vital. Issuers must adhere to existing financial regulations designed to protect consumers from potential fraud or market instability. It ensures stability for everyone.
This requirement ensures that businesses operating in the state meet specific licensing standards before launching their products. For businesses planning operations in Florida, this creates a defined pathway for entry and operation.
That clarity is crucial for the growth of the digital asset industry. When rules are transparent, companies can innovate with confidence. From a consumer perspective, the legislation provides essential security.
It ensures that funds are backed by regulated entities that adhere to established standards. As stablecoins become increasingly integrated into daily financial transactions, a robust regulatory framework becomes essential for maintaining trust and stability in the market.
Exactly. Currently, the bill awaits Governor DeSantis's final approval. The timing of this signature is significant, as the crypto community monitors how state-level regulations align with federal efforts and other state jurisdictions.
Once signed, it will be codified into Florida's statutory code. This alignment helps create a cohesive regulatory environment that supports sustainable growth in the sector.
Ultimately, SB 314 reinforces Florida's positioning as a hub for digital finance innovation while prioritizing consumer protection. I think that balance is key to fostering sustainable growth within the sector.
Precisely. By bringing stablecoin regulation under established money services laws, Florida aims to mitigate risks associated with digital assets while continuing to support technological advancement in the financial space.